Yeah, what's the point of all this, and why do we come to practice all the time? You know what? and I guess like closely aligned to that, so what is the point, right? Because sometimes we can go that way, right? And I was just thinking about that. You know, my friend who was just talking to me about how they've just got a really great job that they've wanted to get. And then suddenly felt a whole lot of anxiety about it. Has anyone ever else had that? Have you ever had something that you actually really were looking forward to and wanted and then felt like, ah! Like everybody, we all have. And what I really noticed being, you know, I do think it is a real privileged position to be able to hear so many people's stories, is to notice trends of how we are all in the same boat. You know, we're all in the same boat. It's just that we're not all experiencing the same things exactly at the same time. But every one of us probably has felt like, why the fuck am I feeling so like freaked out about this? This is what I wanted, right? Has anyone not had that thought sometime in their life? Has anyone ever thought like, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I'm not really good enough to do it, right? Right, everybody. And the thing is, and that's why I think it's really helpful to kind of share that, because I think we easily fall into the trap. Who hasn't been in this trap? Oh well, he's not like that, she's not like that, it's just me, right? She never gets nervous, she never gets freaked out, she never gets upset, she never, right? He never did, but anyone ever feel like that? Right? So I guess that's why I'm bringing it up, is because that does seem to be a trap that many of us can fall into. And so there's probably like 50 million trillion other traps actually. And the Yoga Sutra actually outlines quite clearly what they're referred to as the afflictions of this, you know. And just going briefly through those, it begins with avidya. But interestingly, like the whole thing about the Yoga Sutra is you can look at it from all different angles. So as I say, it begins with avidya. You could also say it ends in avidya, the afflictions, because just going through it very quickly, you know, this idea is that avidya is meaning to not know, to be ignorant, to not know the truth of your being. And all that stuff that I just said, it feels so true. Right, it feels so true because we have all these emotions that go with it, and because we feel the emotions actually, you know, like your heartbeat, that's real, you know, your breath going quick, that's a real thing, you know, all of that stuff, sweating, blah blah blah, you know, the whole big list of things that go along with, say, that first thing that I talked about, that's all real. That's all real. Those reactions. And so, when I'm saying to you, yeah, but it's not real. It's very easy to argue with that. It's very easy to go into defensive. No, this is real, right? But this teaching in yoga is that, yeah, we're having those reactions because we're actively believing something that's not true, which is that we are separate from the whole, kind of. There's a bit more to it than that, but that's just a quick way of putting it. And because we see ourselves as I am, you know, that's called asmita in Sanskrit, that I am this, I am that, you know, and that's sort of fixed. When I'm saying just using that example, right, I'm freaked out because I've got this new job and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, and oh, my heart's beating so fast and shit, how am I going to be able to do, and I already forgotten what I was going to say, and, right, that kind of, I am identifying as if that's going to go on forever. Because that's the one thing that I've noticed is the overwhelming trend when anyone's ever talked to me when they felt suffering, is that it is the feeling that it's going to go on forever, right? And it's not. And just for the fact that you're here right now, have you ever had any moments like that in your life? Have you? Not everyone, right? If you can just think of one quickly, well, here we are. Da-da-da! Right? We're here, and it didn't last. It felt like it was going to last. And the thing is that because it's referred to as samskara as like patterns, the thing about that is it's like, again, oh, fuck, I've got this again. Like as if it's never stopped. Do you get that? But it's just like, oh, what if we go, oh, yeah, yeah, I've got this one again. I know what that's like. It'll go. Right? And there are actually like tools that we have to help us to help it to release and to let go. So there's more about this, you know, about how that this arises because we can become so attached to pleasure and so averse to pain, which is basically resisting change. That's kind of what that is about. But there's more, and that's a big long story, but just to not talk for hours. And so it's said that this all kind of leads us into what's called apinivesha, which is you know, basically kind of feeling like whatever this thing is that it's the end of the world. It's basically thinking that death is the end. And of course, we don't know what happens when we die, do we? But I mean, a lot of us do believe death is the end, don't we? You know, so, but we actually don't know, do we? We don't really know what happens. I mean, and you know what I would just say is that, has anyone that you love died? And you still feel them with you, don't you? Everyone has that experience, don't we? We all have the experience of someone that we loved being with us. So I kind of feel like we could say we have that tangible experience of that it isn't the end, right? Because otherwise it'd be like they're just deleted. Like, I know that their body isn't there, right? But you know, it'd be like a blank page. They're like as if it never existed, the person never existed. Anyway, this is one of my theories. But my point being is that this thing of the kleshas is that it can say that not knowing the truth of our being, which is this kind of understanding of infinite awareness, that's because if you think of like, when, like, what was your first, do you remember like when you were born? You don't even remember when you were born, do you? Do you? Right? So we don't, you know, we don't know what happened. Maybe we could know before we were born, but we don't know. You see? So what I'm trying to say is we don't know the end. We don't really know the beginning either. We're just here where we are, right? And so this, it's like this avidya, this not knowing that, it's because it is kind of like part of what it's like on this kind of realm, if you put it like that. And but the thing is that we think we know. That's why it's called avidya, actively being in the state of not knowing, right? We think we do know a lot of the time, don't you reckon? Or we maybe sometimes want to control the outcomes, or we want to change people to be a certain way. Anyone ever tried that one? It's very hard. Probably impossible. Right, probably, I reckon. Totally impossible. Right? So we can believe that, like the feelings, oh, I've got this new job, and I'm not saying it like that. If I'm freaking out, I'm like, oh, you know, I don't know why I'm feeling like this, right? That feeling, which we've all had, we feel like it's the end of the world. Do you get it? And that feeling like it's the end of the world is what leads us into more avidya. That's why I'm saying avidya takes you into it, and it's also that feeling takes you into avidya. Does that make sense? So all I'm trying to get at is that what if you kind of considered, well, maybe I don't know. You know, maybe it's not so, you know, definite. And the idea that, you know, that we meditate, that we actually have tools to help us to experience samadhi, so that we actually elevate from all of those kind of beliefs that we feel are so true, all of our reactions that actually do have effects, right? So we actually have a kind of like a little spaciousness, if you like. And so then from that spaciousness, we get this freedom. That's why we say things like, oh, thank God for yoga. Thank heavens I can come to yoga when I'm feeling like this, because we know that it helps us, right? And why does it help us? Because we go into samadhi for a little while, and then we bring that into us, right? So anyway, that was my long talk to say good on you for coming to class. And We all understand each other, and we're also bigger. We also have this witness. You know, understanding is like standing under, right? And we can also be bigger than the witness of. And so we actually cultivate that. So as you're just sitting here now, if you'd like to close your eyes, please do. You can just sit however you like, or you could lay down if you rather. As you relax in your forehead, just relaxing behind your eyes, letting your eyes totally rest back. You know how, like, with our two eyes, we, you know, especially the way our face is structured, our eyes, you know, we can't look in the back of our head, can we, with our eyes? Yet you can sense behind you. Can you feel how, if you just really relax your actual eyes, it's like you have this, it's referred to as like a sixth sense, right? It relates to the sixth chakra. This capacity to kind of just sense, you know, the what we refer to as the, you know, the boundary of your body, like the skin. We generally think of our skin as what separates us with what's around us. But can you feel how if you just kind of just feel your skin and your entire body right now from the inside? You can kind of get this feeling of that it's not a sharp boundary. And you can feel how even though you might be able to even picture yourself, you know, like where the back of your body is, you can also feel beyond your body, behind you, and to the sides of you. Do you feel how if you just let your eyes relax back, it's kind of as though you could see peripherally. Imagine you could see way west and way east. Infinitely. Just imagine. Just let your eyes rest back so much that you can get this kind of feeling of receiving peripherally. And in front of you, imagine you can see far, far, far. In front of you, and behind you, and above you now. Just let your forehead relax even more, and as if you can just elevate your awareness between your brain and your skull, and then all the way up through the top of your skull, just above your skull. You can kind of get this feeling as if you can just lift your awareness above your skull. Above this building, into the sky, beyond the clouds, into the stars, between the stars. As if as you're going higher and higher with your awareness, as if you can kind of go peripherally at the same time, so it's like you go higher and wider. And now just feel how you can just like zoom back down through your skull, into your brain, down through your throat, your chest, your belly, all the way down into your pelvis. Can you feel all the way down infinitely into the earth? We refer to, you know, Mother Earth. You just feel how this nurturing that you've received your whole life from the earth. And as you're breathing in, can you just imagine this electromagnetic energy that is what, you know, turns the earth on its axis? Can you imagine it coming down through your skull as you're breathing in? Imagine it just pouring down through your skull and your throat and down through your chest and abdomen, behind your navel. Feel it coming all the way down into your pelvis, into the bowl of your pelvis. And as you breathe out, just hug your lower abdomen towards your sacrum. So as you exhale, just kind of as if you're giving yourself a little hug with your lower belly. And just repeat that a few times as you're breathing in. Just saying, just hearing the sound sa on your breath in, electromagnetic energy pouring down through your body, and exhaling hum as you hug your lower abdomen to your sacrum. Let it spread through this area that we refer to as the intersection of all the nadis, all the energy channels in your body. Just three more times, sa, as you're breathing in, just imagining energy pouring down, inspiration coming down through your brain, down through your throat, down through your chest, down into your belly, down into your pelvis. And as you're breathing out, it's spreading through your trillions of cells as you're just hearing the sound hum. And then bring your palms together at your chest and set to your intention. And we'll join together for one.